everybody. It's Dirty Thursday. Dirty Thursday brought to you by the Buffalo River Speedway. The Bullring Boys are back. Chad Hoff is in the studio along with Brendan Mullen and Wade Nygaard. Sorry I didn't give you the applause there, Chad.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I'm used to it. Second fiddle.
Our show today, by the way, brought to you by your auto equipment experts. You know what? For all your car equipment needs, check out Auto Equipment Experts in Grand Forks. They're an AC Delco distributor for auto parts and so much more. Auto Equipment Experts also sell and service all major brands of tire machines, wheel balancers, hoists, air compressors, and anything you need to stock your shop or for all you weekend warriors to stock that garage too. Locally and employee owned, check them out. Auto Equipment Experts, 5036 10th Avenue South and North of Grand Forks, or call 701-757-2500 or go to autoequipmentexperts.com. Auto Equipment Experts open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Any questions for Brendan Mullen, Wade Nygaard, Chad Hoff, or myself? Our phone number, 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. Before we get going, time for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. All right, a couple goes to an art gallery, all right? They go to an art gallery. They find a picture of a naked woman with only her private parts covered with leaves. Well, the wife doesn't like it, and she moves on, but the husband keeps on looking. The wife asks, "What are you waiting for?" The husband replies, "Autumn." All right, what'd you think of that one?
That was okay.
That one was okay.
Yeah, I think Brendan laughed more than both of us, all of us. But yeah, you could definitely tell he's the youngest one in the group here.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The only one drinking water.
Yeah. Well, I'm drinking a Coke.
Oh, except for you.
Yeah.
Wade Nygaard, how are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Good to have you back here. And Mr. Mullen, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good, good. Did you set your alarm for today?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. How many times did you have to hit the snooze?
Three. To work at 8, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You went to work at 8 today. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought, all right.
Change of pace, I guess.
Change. A couple of things to go over here. Schedules first before we get into this. Tomorrow, River City Speedway. Now, all of these racetracks, this is going to be it. Last weekend. For the ones around here, River City Speedway tomorrow night. School bus racing will be here. We got the NOSA Buffalo Wild Wings Blazing Challenge coming up. Lightning Sprints, Wingless Sprints, IMCA Stock Cars, Northern Sport Mods, Devil's Lake Speedway on Saturday. Chad should be there. Pure Stock Nationals. Lightning Sprints, Wingless Sprints, Trophy Class, Pure Stock, Street Stocks, Midwest Mods. You're going to have a busy day.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Buffalo River on Sunday. IMCA Stock Cars, Mods, Lightning Sprints, Legends, and more.
How many classes do we have tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we have got
six
bus races. Of course, NOSA Sprint Cars, Lightning Sprints, Wingless Sprints, IMCA Stock Cars, and Northern Sport Mods. Oh, it's going to be a long day.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Way to end it on a strong note, I guess. Right.
Yeah. A couple of quick more things. Just wanted to go over the John Seitz last weekend. AJ Diemel. Man, I tell you what.
Dominant all weekend.
Winning his third John Seitz Memorial.
Yep.
And I'm not going to, it was a great race, but not a great race, just because he was so damn fast.
It became, I don't know, I thought it was going to be cool if, I thought it was going to be more cautions, but it came pretty strung out, and yeah, it became pretty boring.
Yeah.
I guess you could say.
Just because he was so fast.
Yeah, that's just it. He lapped all the way up to sixth.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, Brad was sixth, and he was right beside Brad at the finish line, and they both spun out.
Yep, and then they spun out.
Yeah, and everybody's like, well, man, I wish there was one lap longer, see if he can do the whole field. I'm like, well, one lap, he'd have been called for a caution, been back to the back of the pack, and there goes Don Shaw.
Yeah, you know? And you know, another nice thing, too, the John Seitz, the 92 lapper, and notoriously the last few years has gone very fast. Not a whole lot of cautions. You know, they had they were going to do a gas stop on lap 32, or if there was a caution on lap 30 or 31, we had a caution on lap 30. And I think, did we go green, yellow, checker from then on?
The whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so that only caution we had was somebody spun out. Actually, it was Steve Anderson, wasn't it?
Oh, it might. Oh, yeah. That's,
he got hit kind of in the back, and then he went off the track, and he saw stars. So the ambulance and stuff went over and checked on him. That was our caution, and then we did fuel. and then we were green flagging from there. So should have had some cautions after that, but that's for another story. And
yeah,
we'll go on from there. But it seemed like just a quick, fast 92 laps. It was before you knew it was over.
And one more thing before we talk to these sprint car dudes here.
Yeah.
Austin Pierce, 6 in a row at River City Speedway. Mark Dobmeier, I think, has the record with 8 in a row.
Brendan's got something to say about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he will. Yeah. And, all right. Yeah. Let's open up on these guys.
6 in a row, though. Last time it was done, 8 in a row, Mark Dobmeier. You said that 2018, was it?
Even sure.
Steven's watching. He'll check me, but I'm almost positive it was 2018.
All right.
Yeah, nobody knows here. Look at Wade. He's like, yeah, I don't know.
Going into this Friday night, tomorrow night, we've got the number one and two guys here in point standings.
We do.
For NOSA Outlaw.
Also, this year's Buffalo Wade Wings. Anderson Cup winner.
Yeah, and don't be taking all my notes from me now.
Well, God dang it.
Brennan Mullen, 1,332 points. Wade Nygaard with 1,319 points. It's a 13-point difference between these two guys going into tomorrow night. With there'll be 4 races left, counting tomorrow night. They'll be here tomorrow night,
yep.
Watertown next Friday, and last 2 nights at Husitz. Okay, we're going to start with the kid. Do you ever imagine, I mean, how long have you been doing this now?
This is my 4th full year in a sprint car.
Okay, your 4th full year. You ever think you're going to be this doing this good this quick?
Well, that was always the goal, I think, for me, was to just kind of run with it early. I've been lucky enough to have good equipment and the right people working on that equipment, and I don't think we've really ever had a bad race car, so it's nice to progress.
You know, we look at your record this year now. You make sure you correct me if I'm wrong. I believe 5 wins. The Wayne Anderson Cup overall points winner, hard charger. That was a $1,000 bonus from Hudson Wellness. 5 wins. Not too shabby of a year. I mean, you're no Austin Pierce, but
well, and I think we, you know, Wade could probably test this. When you get a win, that's they're you know, celebrate everyone you get because they could be far fetched. You know what I mean? Wade did an awesome job this year, got a win at Red River Valley this year. But you know, as did a win at NOSA alone for the sprint cars, that's a tough feat just by itself.
Yeah, you got to appreciate every single one of them. They're hard to get. Like said, yeah.
One thing, Wade, that we've known, and my wife, she roots for you.
Good.
Like you wouldn't believe.
All right, I got a
bet. She's the one in the stand.
Yeah, she's the one yelling.
And don't take this wrong. It's because you have got so many second place finishes this year. Does that ever weigh on your mind? It's like, come on, man. When am I going to get a break like these guys seem to get?
Brendan's smiling.
Yeah, it makes me mad.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah. Well, it should. But,
I don't know. We're right there all the time,
and you know,
like I've always told you, you need a little luck, then a little racing luck, and the way I draw, I mean, we're always in that redraw deal, and it's 6, 7, or 8 that I draw every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this guy's got a little golden horseshoe stuck somewhere.
Yeah. Stuck somewhere.
Yeah,
and you know, that's the thing. Years back, it was, you know, it could be you, Dobmeier, Pierce, I could throw Jade Hastings in there. It's like, okay, if one of them's not here, one of these guys is going to win. But now it's to the point where a lot of these guys, like Mr. Mullen here, have really picked up their game, and the draw has a lot to do with how you're going to end up going.
It definitely helps, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to blame it on the draw, but all of it. But
right.
No, it's super fun these past couple of years with, like, 6, 7 of us just all fighting it out all the time. And
yeah.
It basically comes down to who got their car better that night.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
we're all pretty good drivers, and we all kind of know where we got to be. And sometimes it's just a race to get to that cushion first.
Right.
And then zing around the cushion and hope somebody gets balled up in lap traffic and you get a break.
I love this year more so, like you said, you got 6 drivers that slide jobs are going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are put just precise.
Yeah.
And it just floors you as I'm driving. Yeah. I'm doing circles, of course, in the middle. And I'm just walking and say, you've had some this year that have been just on the money. And just like, holy, did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you just see that? Or you've had one or two this year at the River Cities that's been pretty phenomenal. Jade's had one. Austin, of course, just drives in hard all the time. But just the action pack that they're bringing into the River City Speedway this year has been pretty phenomenal. Just passing alone. Yeah, everybody gets to the top, runs the cushion. But then when that car, when you got to run one time at the front straight and you dive down corner one and slid right in front, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
just goosebumps. Like, holy crap, that just really happened, guys.
Up in the booth, you can see it playing out. You know, you can see this happening. But so one thing I wanted to ask you, I'm going to ask the veteran first because with slide jobs, not everybody does it. You watch guys out there that haven't been racing that long, and you know, that's something you need to know how to do before you can do it. But how long until you're comfortable in a sprint car before you decide to do that? I know it takes some guys a couple of years to even want to run that top cushion, but when it comes to slide jobs, is there an art to it? How does that work?
Yeah, a little bit, but I think I think you learn how to do a slide job after getting it done to you so many times.
Right. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
And you kind of see how the guy did it, and you're, you know, like if you didn't want to run into the guy, you're on the brake, and you kind of got to let him go. And sometimes if he comes across and you know the car isn't going to go all the way up to the cushion, you have that split decision: can I make it through that?
Yeah,
make it through here, or do I got to let him go?
Right.
And there's a lot of racetracks where they don't go all the way, and you kind of sneak through. And one of them tracks is like Husitz, coming out of two. If the guy's coming off the corner, off the bottom, and he wants to get into the next corner, he's going to run the cushion. You got to make that split decision. Well, do I let him go or don't I?
So right.
I think you learn it that way. Mm-hmm. And then you start trying it yourself, and hopefully it goes well the first couple of times. And
for sure.
Most of the time, the guy that is getting slid, if it's an ugly slide job, he'll let you go. And
Right.
You know, he might chew your ass later, but if you're new, you're just figuring it out, and they'll understand that.
Right. By the way, we're having some issues with Facebook. So make sure you catch us on YouTube or whatever.
And, yeah, I heard that.
So we're not getting any texts right now.
No, we have nobody joined.
They're up there. No one's just responding.
Oh, nobody's John's responding. No one is. Oh, good morning, John.
Yeah, Steven's responding. He's messaging us. He said, at least the old man does not look nervous this time.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, right? I'm going to replay that a little bit here because I still remember when I approached you in the pits about it, and you were nervous. You were like, oh, yeah, and I'm like, all we got to do is just crack a couple of beers and BS about racing, and
that's all we're doing.
Changed your tune dramatically on that, but it's getting easier all the time, right?
No. If anybody knows me very well, I'm a pretty shy person. Sometimes it comes off as I'm kind of a dink or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's not true. I mean, when people get to know me, they go, "Oh yeah, everyone was always told you're kind of an ass," and I'm like, "Oh, I get to know you, and you're just kind of."
Yeah, you know what? I heard that my whole life about me, too.
All my guys that work for me, the same. Jeff Nosek used to throw beer bottles at me in the grandstand. Now he's my best friend.
I remember when I first met you. It took me a couple of years. I guess I didn't know you that good. I hadn't talked to you that often. Mm-hmm. Usually, you know, until you get to know somebody, I'd come roaming up to your trailer. And you're usually doing something or busy, and then so a lot of people might think that as, well, guys, doesn't have time for me, blah, blah, blah. But you're also there for a reason. You're there to race. You're there to work on your stuff to get ready to go. But just like you said, after a couple of years, I got to know you, and you're a pretty good guy.
Thank you.
Pretty good guy.
Yeah, when I walk through the pits now, pretty good, Brendan says. I walk through, and I just, like, he's zoned in. They're all looking at their cars. I'll just shoulder tap them, and here you go. Go get them. You know, that's all I'm going to give you time for, because I'm not here to talk.
Yeah.
Because usually when you walk in front of a race car driver and then pull out the microphone, like, oh, God, are you serious?
And now?
Yeah, really? This is not the time, you know? I always feel that way with, like, the Outlaw guys. They get it because they get questioned probably all the time. Mm-hmm. So every time, one of their guys walks up with a microphone. But here when it's like, we're a family. This is all a family thing. And last thing they want to see is me pull out a microphone and be like, hey, Wade, you got a second? Hey, Brendan, hey, buddy, you want to talk about that? And like, no.
You know, the little riff I had with Donnie Schatz over the years, it was all because of a microphone.
Yeah.
Every single bit of it was because of a microphone. Yep. He didn't have time, and I took it wrong. And
right. So I just go and check in with him, and then when I get time, when our breaks and stuff, I'll tell you what's going on in the back. I don't feel like it. You guys really want to spend time talking to me.
Hey,
we'll just leave that out of it.
Are you going to get in a school bus tomorrow night?
Absolutely not. Okay. Yeah. If I'm driving, I would drive one.
Yeah,
but I'm not riding. Hell no. Nope. I remember the year that I filled in for upstairs. I was the main guy up top, and you were working the bottom during school bus races.
Mm-hmm.
And you screamed like a girl so much that I don't even want to do that.
You know, here's the first
deal. You might have peed yourself.
I might have. Well, the first step is... Don't let Marty Klaba put the 5-point harness in the seat for you. That's the first step. Second step is do not put it in the very back seat. About the worst place you could have put it. Here, my arm, I didn't realize that my arm was halfway out the window of the bus.
Oh, yeah, you were waving the whole time.
We were like this far away from hitting the bus next to us. And then Connie gets it up on two wheels, and I'm not going to do that again.
No.
Pretty dumb.
Not anymore. We're done with that.
Hey, I want to talk quickly here about Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Life, you know what? It doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. When it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most oil changes are done within 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change does more, too. Tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, batteries. And when you get your oil change, they're also going to top off your fluids, check your tires, your battery, your lights, your wipers, your cabin air filter. You get discounts for fleets and the military. They can text and email invoices and coupons. But here's the real deal. When you go in there to get your oil change, mention GFBS. They'll give you $10 off your oil change. They're open 7 days a week. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. Come on over to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street. And make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. What are you guys giggling at over here?
No, nothing we can really put on the radio. So we're just going to leave that alone.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have to put a lot more work. Money in this jar, so we're just gonna leave that be.
You know,
huh? $25 in here right now?
Almost enough for a couple of cases of beer. Keep it up.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Beer I can drink. We need to do a show after hours.
Okay.
I think we need to do a show after hours. Bring some guy. Yeah, you're in. We need to do it at some sort of like a shop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, have a quick rundown, sit there, have some beers, drink, and I think that'd be awesome.
That'd be a great idea.
We need to do that.
Saturday night? We're going to be in town.
Saturday night?
He's like, let's just do it. Let me talk about, okay, so now we got points, right? We got four races left. How cool is it for you two to be right there?
It's fun.
Isn't that pretty neat?
Yeah, it's really cool for me, too.
I think that's because what he's done for your racing program.
I've seen the NOSA Championship trophy around the shop growing up, being in his trailer and all. I've just seen him win it multiple times. It's pretty cool.
How cool is it to, so there was a Facebook post that was put on somewhere, and you were actually passing Wade, and you said something about passing the slowest, trying to get around slow traffic?
Parents deal. He posted that.
Oh, really?
In Jackson.
The top 2 points leaders in NOSA, and one's passing the other, talking to Brendan. Yeah, I was just trying to get on slow traffic, he says. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Just so you know, there's only 13 points separating you. It only takes is one little bump.
Okay, now let's take this a step further. 13 points between you two guys. You have been a NOSA champion. You have not. If it came down to it, would you rub him out of the way to get that points championship again?
No.
Okay.
I would agree. I don't think he would either.
I wouldn't think he would either.
No. I think he'd be there in victory lane saluting him, though, and helping him. Right back in his truck. You're throwing water or something at him.
Okay. Now, let's say it was somebody besides the 11. Would you rub them out to get that points championship?
No.
We're not going to broadcast that over this.
Okay.
No, I don't race like that.
No, I know.
You know, there's been occasions where you bump somebody, and I'm the first guy to get out of the car and say, hey, mm-hmm. sorry, I screwed up.
Yeah, well, that's 100% true, too. That happened in Devil's Lake when we got into Jordan Adams, and you got in your car, and hey, you know, and then he knew. And the funny thing is, you knew right away since you got out, you were done, and your car was fine. You probably could have raced, but he checked on Jordan, and he just got pushed to the back. And
yeah, and you know,
the way it is.
The fans don't always see it that way. That's the thing. There's a lot of armchair race car drivers in the stands.
There's armchair race car drivers. There's keyboard warriors. You know, if you have nothing nice to say or want to come out and ask us questions about, just shut the up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
That's kind of where. Oh, sorry. I didn't say it, though.
He didn't.
I bleeped myself. I bleeped myself. You guys feel that way, too? I mean, when you got guys, race car fans, you guys are great. Don't get me wrong. I love every one of you, and you're so much fun. But, your opinion sometimes could be misleading.
Misconstrued.
Yeah, like you need to get the whole picture before you start going around and like, yeah. Oh, you did that, or, you know, Brendan jumped. I'm just throwing that out there. But like for me, I was like, I didn't see it that way, but all right, whatever you want to say, you know. They all of a sudden think they're rules Nazis. They know everything, right?
Yeah. And another thing, too, and maybe you could attest to this because you've been doing this for a while, but a lot of guys, if something does go wrong and they feel like they've been wronged, they get out of the car and throw a fit. We see it all the time on social media, maybe punches thrown and all that stuff. But is it better to everybody's got video now of everything. Do you try to take a look at the video before you pass that judgment and say, you know what, I need to go talk to this guy. I'm mad. You can see right here he turned into me or anything like that. Is it better to look at the video first and let your head calm down just a little bit so you don't do anything dumb?
Yeah, nowadays, you know, there's video out there. But if you're really ticked off, I just try to let them come to me first.
Mm-hmm.
They know I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't come to me, I kind of lose a little respect.
Sure.
I always, if I screw up, I'm there to walk down there and say, hey, I screwed up.
Now, yeah. We hear this in NASCAR all the time, and you hear about if somebody crashes and they try to make an excuse, even though it's driver error. Most drivers know that, and they don't like it when you come up and try with an excuse. If you mess up, you go up and you say, I messed up. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to do that. I'll try not to do it again. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
isn't that the best way to instead of trying to skirt around it and act like it wasn't your fault?
Yep. I mean, we ran into each other this year, and it was like a real iffy thing where, mm-hmm. you know, and you watch the video, and you're like, oh, all right. And then I think he knew I knew what happened. And,
yeah.
Okay, what happened?
I shot a closing gap that I should not have paid the consequence.
It was a learning curve for you.
Mm-hmm.
The same question John just asked to Wade, let's ask you the same question. I mean, you own up to things right away, right? You're pretty respectful back there anyway. Always smiling. I haven't seen you pissed off lately. So, but explain that to yourself. Do you go out and apologize right away? Do you let them come, or what do you?
For me, I like to just try to. I mean, I tend to get really hot, so I'll come in and just kind of get undressed, and I do tend to watch a video sometimes, just kind of see what happened. If you throw your helmet, if I feel like I was in the wrong from the beginning, I'll walk right down. But I usually wait. If I feel like I was not in the wrong, for someone to come down and apologize to you.
That's a smart move on your part, I think, too, because you don't want everyone to act in emotion.
Right, and with the years under your belt now, it's not like you're a rookie anymore. I mean, people are going to listen to you. I mean, Chiefs, you won how many races this year? They know you're legit. Do you find that it's easier to approach some of these veterans?
Yeah, now, especially being around NOSA for a couple of years now, I'm starting to make pretty good friends with a lot of the guys and just good relationships all around. I don't think there's anybody really in NOSA that I dislike or don't enjoy being around. So it's pretty easy conversations when you have respect for each other and just keep it good.
Well, there goes the old anywhere you won't park question, but that's okay.
That's a good one.
John, by the way, says there's a lot of fans that don't see what happens and are just quick to judge. NOSA has a great class, and these two, one and two, awesome. Both great drivers. Going to be so enjoyable to see how it finishes. Thank you very much, John. All right, before we talk more about racing, let's fast forward. I want to go to you first, Brendan. Pretty good hockey career at Red River. I know there are teams out there that want. Well, to be honest, I was a Central fan, but I still like Red River hockey.
Get that a lot.
Well, my kid played for Central, you know.
Yeah.
But I know there's a couple of hockey teams out there that are very interested in you if you were to go back to school this year or whatever. But what are your plans for the winter? Because I was really kind of hoping you were going to lace up the skates for another year. But what are you going to do?
I really don't know yet. I've been getting a couple calls from junior teams asking to skate, and I might go and practice and just feel it out a little bit. But to be honest, it's to play hockey after high school, you really got to make it your life. And I don't know if I'm really ready to go and make the commitment and do all the right things to actually have a good result with it. Whereas I feel like a lot of kids get done playing high school hockey and just are kind of left with nothing to do, nothing to compete for, and I still have this to do every summer. And we've had a really busy summer, and I haven't really even thought about playing hockey all summer long because we've been so busy racing that now I'm starting to kind of get the itch again, and knowing that it's not going to come around is kind of a motivator to get on the ice.
Sure. But, and you know, another thing, too, is if you're gone, all winter long. There are things that need to be done in a race shop over the winter. We all know that. Be kind of nice on an off day if you are still in town and you're still working with Bosch that, you know what, I'm going to go to the shop for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. You know, at least I can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's better than just putting it on the back shelf for later. So, okay, all you hockey fans that are watching, he's probably not going to play, okay? the Norskis right now, they're bumming. Guy won't leave me alone about the Norskis. But, and okay, how about you, Mr. Nygaard? How long have you been doing this now?
31 years now.
You've been in a sprint car 31 years.
Mm.
How old are you?
Mm.
27.
I love it. I love it.
I know you've been doing it for a while. I had no idea, really, that it was that long.
Yeah.
And I got to ask you the question. I mean, I know you've got a son growing up now. How old is the boy?
He's 11.
11. How long do you want to keep doing this?
Forever.
Are you going to?
We're racing, obviously not. And if he really wants to race, we'll try and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We were doing the go-kart thing here for a little while, and we were switching to a cage kart thing out at the racetrack that didn't happen, or kind of fell through because of the COVID thing. If we can get it going next year, he'll be in a cage kart. He obviously says he loves it, and we'll find out once we put him in the car and see how that happens.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, and you know what? If he doesn't race, I'm going to help this guy forever.
So sure,
man, whatever.
Sure.
I'll be all around it forever.
All right, no, okay.
He's leaving it. That's what he's saying.
Okay, I want to know about the driving.
Driving, I want to do it as long as possible. I mean, obviously Bob and Joan Mullen are the car owners, and if I can secure some more sponsorship, we can definitely keep doing that. So
good. We don't want you to go away. That's all I'm saying.
It's up to me to get some more sponsorships. So yeah. If anybody's out there.
All right.
The Nine can use some money.
Yeah. Well, it's not cheap to run a sprint car team.
No. And that's pretty cool. I think next year, I think the car association is going to have cage cars. That's one of the wing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I think they're going to try that because I know Richard Barnes. Happy birthday today, Richard, by the way. His son, Blaine, which is an awesome go-kart racer, I think. He won the state championship points this weekend. He's going to try to get into a cage kart too. So I think that'd be really cool because you see them on Facebook or on social media.
I've driven one. Yeah, they are very fun.
They're really neat looking, you know, and they give the kids a sense of actual sprint car with the wing and stuff
And you got seat belts and a full containment seat.
The 5-point harness.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan Mankey took a hell of a hell of a wreck on Saturday. And he felt it, but I bet you if they had a full cage and stuff, that's a lot safer, right?
And it's amazing. People don't realize how much that wing absorbs if you do go over. I mean, great example, and I love the wingless sprints, but great example is we've had a couple of drivers get pretty seriously hurt in the non-wing sprint cars. And when you're going over and over and over, that wing dissipates a lot of the energy. Somebody just texted in here. Oh, and I lost it.
Hey, you saw a picture, right? That's funny.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What was the picture?
What did you guys think about recreating that?
He just jumped up on that tire and he says, "Hey, hop on here. We're going to recreate the picture now." And I'm like, "Okay."
Hold on. I didn't do my sit-ups today.
Right?
Look at that picture right there.
Wonder why I ended up in the chiropractor a week later.
Everything was jammed down for some reason. Yeah, I had to open it back up again.
Wonder if Steven still has that hat. Yep. What? See if you can get it on there.
I'm going to go to your camera.
Okay. Okay, back it up a little bit. Back it up right there.
Steven's got a green shirt on.
Awesome. Oh, Steven's got a green shirt on.
He does have a green shirt on.
Keep the Native Nation sponsor.
That's the shortest. Jesus' hair hasn't been that short since that picture on the left.
I keep telling him I'm gonna pay him $100 if he gets a haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he ever will.
I think we should all put some money in just to see him with short
hair. I'll throw in 50.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll throw in 20.
I'll throw in 50. To see him with short hair?
Yeah.
I'm still only going to throw in 20.
We wouldn't even recognize him at all.
Probably not. Because look at that young kid on the other picture. My goodness. Both of them.
Right? Another quick text here. Bummed Facebook Live. Facebook Live isn't working. I wanted to say that getting to know Wade, Brendan, and the entire Mullen Motorsports team has been awesome. Super great group of people.
Amanda Joe.
And I don't even know who that came from. Oh, I think it's
Amanda Joe.
And Amanda Joe, I've been picking her brain the last couple of mornings, getting NOSA points and all that stuff. And it's amazing. I could call her at 7 o'clock in the morning or text her or message her, and she gets back to me like that.
Well, she's used to Jason Bergbaugh rather than at 1 a.m. in the morning. So,
well, I won't do that. I've been in bed for hours by then.
She's awesome. Awesome entry to the sport, too. I mean,
she works
her tail off.
Yeah,
you got to admit that.
She doesn't get tired.
Yeah. Well, my goodness. She's like, this weekend, she's going to have two classes to take care of. So no sun lightning sprints and whatever else she gets her head into. I mean, she's everywhere.
I felt sorry for myself because I had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I called the go-kart races on Sunday. But granted, Chris Steppen was there, so I didn't have to do all the work, just like when the Outlaws are here. And I could say that to Amanda, and she'd just look at me and go,
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think I could. I don't think I could possibly do it like
the energy she has is amazing. Like, and then when racing's over, like for us, I don't know what you guys feel like, but like, okay, I need a break. Like, let's regroup. Let's kind of relax and see what we want to do for next year. She's bummed. Like, she's like not happy it's ending.
Here's how it goes for me every year. After the John sites, I'm whooped.
Right.
I'm usually pretty happy that last Friday. We always run one more Friday afterwards. And I'm thinking, okay, it's time to be done. It's time for a break. By the next Friday, it never fails. It'll be 75, 80 degrees out, beautiful, sunny, and it'll be that way for the whole freaking rest of September and going into October. And every Friday night, I think to myself, we should still be racing.
Right. Yeah. How do you guys feel towards the end? How do you guys feel towards the end of the season?
I mean, I'm kind of ready just to kind of slow it down a little bit because we're coming on 55 races this year, I think, now. So we're kind of slowing down. Like he went to Cedar Lake last weekend and we kind of stayed back and got our stuff together, just get more organized, prepared for the off season. And we're honestly running a little bit short on motors too right now. So it is kind of nice to,
I have heard that,
to lap the season out. We should be getting one back, so we shouldn't be having any issue with it.
But. And a lot of people are having that issue right now. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were running a 360 there for a little bit.
Yeah, about 2-3 weeks we've been running the 360. We finally got our 410, or one of the 410s back. It's in the car now. Started it up last night. Got everything all done. Sounds awesome.
Really good.
Let's go.
It's go time. No, that's great. I think that's everybody's kind of, you know, how many you've raced already. You're traveling back and forth to Houston quite a bit. I know you've kind of marred up some cars right at the beginning of the season, just because I have insight. Just kidding. Ryan told me.
Oh.
But when you go through that and you look at the shop you guys have and you go through and, like, let's just say inventory everything into the season, are you guys like, okay, now it's time to, let's concentrate, let's figure out what we did wrong, what we could fix, and without knowing, okay, you race on Sunday at Houston, then Friday you got to race again. There's no time really to reflect anything because you both have full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. So is that nice to think of that coming ahead, that, hey, we're going to be able to, like, let's calm down, let's figure this out, what we can make better for next year?
Yeah,
big time. I think for us, too, we've been going so much that it's hard to keep caught up with the small things around the shop. So things just kind of pile up, and you get behind, and then you're in the shop Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, getting everything ready for a Friday after a long weekend, and it gets very tedious, but it's more than worth it on the track when you're racing and driving.
Yeah.
And especially for Todd Slocum, he loves to just watch the magic work.
Right. And it's pretty cool when you can drive by 32nd and see that thing opened and you guys in there working your tails off all the time. That's no doubt about that. That's pretty cool. I keep on meaning to stop by, but then, you know, those things scream for me at home, so then I got to go home and take one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, and getting to you now, Wade, kid, I believe, hockey player?
Yep.
It's probably kind of a nice little break for you to get away from racing for the winter and focus back on family again. I mean, and this is one thing I've always said with my son. People would tell me, man, you run for hockey and baseball. You guys are always gone. I nickel and dime my vacation to death for 20 years watching him. But I also looked at it as a chance for me to kind of relive my youth a little bit. Mm. And you just got to remember this. When they start doing all the traveling and everything, it's about the kids. But it ain't all about the kids. You get a good group of parents on these hockey teams, you make sure that these weekend trips are about the parents, too, because you're all going to have fun then.
Yeah, we had this last season. We had the best group of parents. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Still friends with them. During the summer, I was at the shop a lot. Couldn't make it to the parking lot parties while the kids were doing their camps.
Right.
Amy was always there having fun. It was a blast.
They're well, that's pretty cool. They do that and travel around like that too, and that's no doubt about that. You're like you can't watch your kids all the time.
Yeah,
especially those camps. You got to go and have. And it's nice to get to know the parents
they
too.
Do and we visit. And
it's some cool. of my first have friends Bush lattes. Were hockey parents. When we moved to Grand Forks, we didn't know anybody except for the people we worked with.
Yeah.
But the hockey parents and the baseball parents ended up being our first friends, and now to this day, our longest friends. You mentioned Amy Wade. We had talked earlier this winter. Hopefully, we're going to do a couple of racer wives segments. And Chad, I'm guessing
she would be a hoot.
I know, and I'm guessing these will be some of the easiest shows for us because
we won't have to even ask a question.
I want to talk at all. I wouldn't even. I just show up. Go, okay, Amy, good to see you. Take it away.
Yeah,
yep, pretty much
your show.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
A couple of more texts here. Somebody says, I wish I could, this is BRB Racing, wish I could drive a cage cart, not going to lie. They already have about four people that have them, just need to approve them. Travis Strandell says, Wade and Brennan, both very fast and competitive, class act drivers, very fun racing with them. John Beauregard, by the way, said he'll throw in $50. So what do we got, 150, 75? We got 225 bucks.
Come on.
How much to shave bucks. My head?
Yeah.
You keep this going, I'll do it.
How much to bic my head? We'll just take the rest of it off.
Bic my head.
Yeah, I'll even let you guys do it. I don't care if you give me 250 bucks. I'm down.
You could probably use that bottle of Coke to take the rest of that off.
Probably just pour it on there and just let the acid work. They want me to, you know, I drive that van around now down below. They want me to drive that around to do interviews and stuff and check on things. And Linus was going to pay me $250 to roll it in corner one right now. He's giving me more and more money just to roll that van.
You know what we need to do this winter? We need to get that van in the shop and totally trick it out. I'm talking like wall-to-wall shag carpet and just the, man.
I don't know. Why would you put shag carpet in the middle? In this?
Because it's like the mystery machine. I don't know.
Nobody wants to go in there then.
I do want to ask you this, Brendan. When you got into the sprint cars, no doubt about it, it's got to help teaming up with a veteran like Wade. How much have you learned? I mean, a lot of guys have to learn on their own, but when you're sharing a race shop, I know there is some secrets that are told. You don't hide everything. I know you maybe do a little bit, but how important was it? And how much of a factor was having the 9N in your shop with you?
I think it just really progressed me quite a bit quicker than I would have been on my own, because there was countless times where my first season or two where I'd get off the racetrack, just be pissed because I had a poor run, flew off the end of 3 and 4, whatever, go over to his trailer and say, okay, when are you starting to get into the brakes? When do you make your entry? This, that, how much throttle are you using out? Where's your wing at? Just questions that he can answer, and it's something comfortable you can go and ask someone, because I've known him for so long that it really just kind of shuffled me along faster than I would have.
And how about you being like a mentor? I mean, your thoughts on that? I mean, especially when a guy starts winning, you got to feel pretty good.
It's been super fun. I just remember, I think we were in Kansas, time you raced a sprint car? And he had been racing Lightning. But before that, he was racing go-karts. Then he was racing Lightnings. And all along, I kept telling his grandpa, you know, you're still going to have to learn how to drive a sprint car no matter what you've been driving.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you get to used to going around in a circle, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I remember sitting up at the track, and he was asking me all kinds of questions, and I said, forget everything you know and just go out here and try to learn how to drive this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring any bad habits from anything that you've ever had. Just learn how to drive this thing, and then next day he was freaking rock star.
Next day,
he's rolling star. It. Just not rolling it. Oh, you've done that
rolling
too.
Rolling it.
Yeah. When you look at your career now at 4 years in, and there's rumors and there's everything going around, that you ever think about the World of Outlaw Tour?
Not, I mean, I think about it a lot. It's the dream, I guess. But for us next year, more realistically, we're thinking something not as tightly following a schedule. So we'll be in Grand Forks. I mean, how could you not? We're right here. The shop's 20 minutes away. But we're probably going to try to get down to Knoxville a little more next year. We'll be in Houston a lot, and you never know, we might miss a Friday here for a Jackson show or something like that.
Right.
I just don't think we're going to rigorously follow the NOSA schedule kind of as we have before, try to get out there and get some laps on some bigger tracks.
So you put, let's just say, 55 total races on that car this year, and you're probably going to look at 70-plus next year then.
Cars.
Cars. And 15 cars.
We'll probably add anywhere from 10 to 15, I'd say, probably in there.
Well, you know, you mentioned Houston. You mentioned Knoxville.
Yep.
Where else did we
Jackson.
Mention Jackson? They added a lot to the NOSA schedule this year. I mean, you guys have been on the road a lot. Has it been a lot tougher going on the road like this much more?
Sunday nights. Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you still have a business to run when you get home.
For me, that's killer. Well, it's killer for everybody. I mean, Dobmeyer's done it for years, and, you know, they get home at 3, 4, or 5 in the morning.
Oof. Go to work. And go to work.
And for me, Monday's not so bad, actually. Tuesdays are terrible.
Yeah.
It catches up to you by
Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get deprived. You come home. You're still all wound up, and you probably don't go right to bed when you get home. And then you lag all day long on Monday. Now, for you being a kid, probably a walk in the park.
Well, the nice thing is for me, I'm still too young to have a CDL license. So I get in the truck after Houston. And, of course, it's hard to sleep right after you get out of the race car. And you fall asleep for a couple hours in the truck and then get home and can't sleep again. So it's I get to – the nice thing is at Tire 1, though, they're really, really lenient about – like scheduling time, so I get to go in at noon on Monday, so I get
home and sleep in. Okay, I didn't know that's where you're working now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yep. Okay,
all right. What?
Nothing.
I think the schedule's been a little bit harder on some of the teams.
I thought he
budgets.
Still worked at Bosch. Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, mm-hmm. It's. I mean, for us, especially because we have a lot of backup stuff and we have nice trucks, and we never really have the problem of running out of stuff, especially for guys. This year, it was just tough to get everything all the time: tires and motors, pistons, whatever you wanted. To get so when you junked a car or something, there was waiting periods for some teams, whether we had extra stuff all the time pretty much ready to go.
You know, this is one thing I've never asked anybody. You guys, you mentioned the haulers. You guys have both got beautiful rigs. I want to know, how do you wash them? Do you guys get ladders out or scaffolding and do it yourself, or do you bring it somewhere? And if you do bring it somewhere, how much damn money does it cost to wash a race rig like that?
If it's if you got time and you know a person to help you, we'll wash them right there in the lot. I don't think we did it this year, but last year we did it quite a few times. Most of the time, if we've got time when we get down to Sioux Falls or passing through Fargo, if we're actually racing to Fargo, we'll go to Blue Beacon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now truck and trailer is $110, $120.
Wow, for a car wash.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't just drive through Simonson's or Rydell's with one of those things.
I think it. What's it take you guys?
To wash it?
Probably
oh boy.
45 minutes.
Yeah. Hour.
There, hour.
Hour.
Okay, that's not so bad, I guess.
To do a nice job. I mean,
right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's well, it's worth saving $120 for an hour.
Well, sure.
Right. For an hour. I thought it was like two and a half hours. You know, some guys, even a pickup, some guys take forever to wash that thing to get them so meticulous. But yeah, an hour ain't so bad.
Trailers are easy because it's just one big box.
Yeah.
Right.
The truck takes a little bit longer.
And you have a little bit more chrome on yours.
Mm-hmm.
You got a fancy thing. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Chromed out.
Yeah. I've been in his. It's not a bad vehicle.
Yeah.
Mine is awesome.
Yeah.
I've just been in the trailer, I think. But last night, tomorrow night at River City Speedway in Grand Forks. Overall, what would you say about your year? If you're going to grade your year at River City Speedway, A to an F, what would you say?
C.
C?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been there most nights. I've had some off nights.
I was going to give you a solid B plus.
I don't know. I just keep trying. I mean, obviously, I'm my own crew chief. I make all the decisions, and we talk about it with my crew. My crew is awesome. We're just trying to get it a little bit tickle a little faster to actually keep up with Pierce right now.
I mean, right.
Sure. You know? And then some nights you hit it, and you find something a little bit better, and some nights this thing you tried made you actually even worse.
Yep.
And then, of course, we had those 360 nights where one night, the first night we raced the 360, it was a heavy night. I mean, you just, to keep up with the 410s on a heavy night, you just got to keep your foot in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep your momentum going. And had a bottom where you can't really run a bottom if you're going to be running the top of the 360. Mm-hmm. So I got knocked off the racetrack one night and I made another lap and hit a rut, and that was the end of my night that night.
Yeah, that was the end of your night.
But, yeah. So.
All right, Brendan, if you were to give yourself a grade, what would you say?
I would say that B, I think. I feel like we've been really fast in Grand Forks all year. I mean, we won the opener, but haven't been able to get back to victory lane since. That's kind of been the thing of my season that's been the most frustrating, is we've had a lot of podiums in Grand Forks, but it always seems where I'll choke the race or we'll have a caution that doesn't go my way or something stupid that just, it's,
right. You know,
it's
that's,
always the second and third, and Pierce is tough to beat.
Yeah, that's just a typical race car driver answer. You could probably ask Austin Pierce that same thing. What would you grade yourself at River City? He'd probably go B.
I'm A plus, man. I'm doing everything great right now. I can't see anything changing.
Yeah, they almost should move you up a grade.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying 100 out of 100 is a pretty solid day for me.
You know, going back to Austin Pierce, the guy rolls his car out Friday nights at River City Speedway, and he's won 6 in a row. How much luck or skill or both is involved? I mean, come on.
Well, right now they've last year they nailed their car, and they are really good at watching the racetrack and kind of knowing which way to go with their car. Honestly, Austin and I are almost best friends, and he tells me everything they're doing with the car. I tell him everything I do with the car. He's helped me a ton. I've helped him a ton. There's no secrets there. I've been trying what he's been doing with his car, and it ain't working for me. We run two different chassis.
Yep.
Maybe if I was running the same chassis, it would be okay, but I just got to kind of rewind and maybe start doing what I was doing before and build my notes.
It's almost silly season. I asked you about your plans next year, and I've heard it through the grapevine from numerous people. Oh, I heard this is Austin Pierce's last year because now he's got twins. Okay, he's got like a family of 42. He's got a lot of kids, and I get it. He's busy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Maybe not 42, Austin. But
yeah, you're close.
But if you heard the interview on Friday night talking about how he would have to come back to try to beat Mark Dobmeier's string of 8 wins in a row, and he said, well, if that's the case, I'll have to come back, and we'll get her next year. So we'll see. Have you heard anything? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to ask you a question about him.
He's
racing
forever.
He'll be around in Grand Forks.
Good. Well, I think so, too. You can't. For the streak he's been on right now, how do you hang that up right now?
No, you can't.
You can't. You got to keep on riding this wave and see. I mean, you got to keep on going. I don't see him.
For what's really impressive is for a guy that's just been racing Friday nights and not going on the, not racing 15. Every night.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He don't go to Jamestown with you guys. No. He never went there. He didn't go to Huset's.
He's won half the races he's raced in this year. He's 8 right. Yeah. or 16, or it's probably the highest 410 winning percentage in the country.
Yeah. Right. Other than a Kyle Larson deal for the percentage of races
he's pretty solid.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, awesome. He don't have to. And that's where he takes his family time. He tries to break it up and go to the lake or do something with the family in that time frame, too. So he don't travel with you guys a bunch. But like you just said, he's still winning. I mean, you just can't stop the man. He's just, as soon as that cushion works in, that car's hooked up for some reason. And it doesn't matter. Like you said before, it doesn't matter if it's a heavy track. Doesn't matter if it's, dry slick. If he finds the top and gets that right cushion, it's gone. He just got something with that machine right now.
A couple of more texts here. Guy says, I saw and talked to Brennan in Best Buy while I was getting earbuds for racing, and he looked like a mechanic from a comedy movie. Also,
who said that?
Who's BRB Racing?
Oh, okay.
Any of you guys know Peter North?
No.
I don't like that. Wade Friends, Peter North here, old adult film star. Wife and I enjoy your stream content.
This thing is good looking honky.
I think that's a spam.
Well, it might be.
So
he's I know he's talking about you, the good looking honky.
He's probably talking about me. I appreciate that. I've Paul since retired from doing those films. Just lost the body. So. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, though. I appreciate it.
Maybe one day we'll reveal your real name, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Everybody thinks it's, just like yours. It could be a little iffy.
It could be a little iffy.
Yeah.
Who helps you on your car? This is a chance for you to give a shout-out to the guys, your crew guys, your sponsors. And I do, when it was funny, because when Wade walked in, he shows Brandon, he goes, I brought notes.
I brought my cheat sheet.
He's got his cheat sheet.
I don't ever want to lose anybody or forget anybody.
Yeah.
Seriously, without all these people, we absolutely can't do it.
Brendan's like, oh, man.
Right?
Start looking.
You got time. First of all, Joan and Bob Mullen and the Mullen family. My mom and dad, Eric and Betty Nygaard. My wife and son, Amy and Zach Nygaard. Jeff Vanosik, been with me forever. Cale Jopps, his first season. It's been great to have him. Jerry Mock, it's been great to have him. All the 11M team, which is in our shop. And we can kind of help each other when we're in the shop and stuff like that and on the road. Todd Slocum, Tom Allison, Brendan Mullen, Ryan Mullen, and then our sponsors, Auto Finance Supercenter, The Ground Round, Fork's Finest Auto Body and Car Wash, Tammy Howard of Greenberg Realty, Bosch Enterprise, Your Vision Construction, Dahlstrom Motors, Integrated Steel Solutions, Tire One, Greg Parent of GRP Motorsports, Ace Hardware, and product sponsors, Ryder Racing Engines, J&J Chassis, and Superior Steering Wheels. So I'd like to thank all those people and see you next year.
Yeah, heck yeah. Well, thanks for bringing notes. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now let's watch somebody stumble.
Hold on.
He's good at it. He's been in victory lane five times. He's done enough practice.
Yeah, he knows it by now.
He's used to it. And, so, and thanks for bringing us the new hats, by the way. Here
yeah,
we
I'm
go.
Taking
yeah,
one of those.
There you yep. go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to ask you, Brendan, who helps you out? Your pit guys, your sponsors, all of that stuff.
Well, I think the people I got to thank most are my grandparents, Bob and Jill, and they really make all of this happen for us. And I got to thank my parents, Ryan and Heather. Todd Slocum a ton. He's kind of the man when it comes to our stuff. He's kept the car in really good shape all year. We don't have to worry about mechanical issues or just stuff failing, and that's beyond our control. So I also got to thank Tommy Allison. He's new to us this year. He is out of Sioux Falls. He's been a ton of help, really dedicated and driving up and coming along. And Wade and all his guys, the guys he mentioned, Jeff and Jerry and Kale and my sponsors, Native Nations Cannabis, Seal and Foot, Bergstrom Electric, Simplot, Bosch, Auto Finance Supercenter, Tire One, Valvoline, Northland Custom Woodworking, and Fork's Finest Auto Body and Car Wash.
I think you got one more.
Greg Parent.
There you go. Okay, I want to ask you.
There you go.
See, you're lucky you got the old man in here, right?
Yeah.
I do want to ask you guys, you both mentioned Todd Slocum, and it doesn't matter. It could be a Monday morning. It could be a Saturday afternoon. It doesn't matter. It seems like if I ever swing by the shop there, Todd Slocum is there. Does he live in that race shop? Yes. Does he have a cot in there
he
or what?
Have,
he
yeah.
lives for sprint car racing.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
dedicated.
The guy is there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how important is it to have somebody like that, like you had mentioned earlier, Brendan, sometimes the little things seem to get forgotten, but I'm guessing that doesn't happen with Todd.
Mm-mm. No, he's pretty thorough.
Nothing is missed ever. We take our time, but we do things the right way, and we're lucky to never really have to worry about us messing something up, loose bolt,
right.
this, that.
Mm-hmm.
We take good care of the stuff. And
he's pretty spot on.
Main part of that, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty spot on. And I bet you he's just as frustrated as you are after a bad race.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so. Yeah, even more, yeah. Yeah, because you're like, I should have set that car up this way, or should have done this, or you know what? My bad, Brendan. You know, I could see him doing that and being that guy. Yeah, 100%.
And by the way, yes, we will be doing more Dirty Thursdays with Forks Karting. We will do that throughout the winter. Now it's time to change things up. We'll be doing some...
We'll probably get
some pit crew guys in here. We'll get a Racer Wives couple of segments.
Get the fire crew back in here.
Fire crew. We're going to probably do some snowmobile racing stuff, hopefully this winter.
Yeah. I'm down for whatever.
Hall of Famers out there I'd like to get on the show, and a couple of guys that are still going at it that I think would be great on the show. You guys, don't be surprised if I ask you to come back this winter again.
Yeah, Wade's becoming a natural.
This whole points thing shakes out.
This is all working great.
Easy.
Yeah. And we'll make sure it's not the day after a blizzard or anything like that.
Yeah.
Make it a little easier on you guys. But
he'll still be up 24 hours yet.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That don't you love that those 24 hour swings like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
used
no.
to do it.
No.
Then you're talking about being a zombie coming back from down south racing.
Last year, Beat Harvest, you actually drove. And
I am this year, too.
And you're driving this year, too. And you came back those Thursdays. Mm. Oh, my gosh. He was, I'm drinking. And it wasn't this. It was like a coffee he had one time. And
Monster energy drinks. Yeah,
we
picked up another 150 acres this year. So
yeah, that's going to be a haul.
Yeah, I can't wait.
No, dude, you guys are awesome as always. I love talking to both of you guys. Thanks for welcoming me and the family as well. And awesome season for the both of you. And I can't wait to see. I wish we could have NOSA and their season right here. But unfortunately, we're going to have to end it. Where does it end at? Jackson?
Husitz.
That'll be all right, too. You guys, good luck the rest of the season, man, and I hope to see both of you sometime down the victory lane with me.
Yep, there we go. They'll both be at River City Speedway tomorrow night.
One, two, and points.
Yep, next weekend, Friday night, Watertown, And then the last two nights, next Saturday and Sunday in Houston, all going down to see who the NOSA champion is. And again, right now, Brandon Mullen is leading by 13 points over this guy, Wade Nygaard. You guys are both awesome. Thank you again for
coming
guys.
In.
Thanks, you got time to stick around for one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. How about that? Dirty Thursday
Brandon
brought
and
to you
go back to work.
The Buffalo River Speedway. Thanks to Chad Hoff, the other half of the Bullring Boys, and Brendan Mullen and Wade Nygaard. And don't forget, too, if you are at River City Speedway tomorrow night, check out Lori's Pit Stop Shirt Shack. Get yourself some of those Bullring Boys t-shirts. All the proceeds, by the way, will go to the Racer Fund, so that's a pretty cool deal. Again, last night at River City Speedway, tomorrow night, special shout-out going out to River Sports Bar and Casino for bringing you another Dirty Thursday. Love that place, especially yesterday, $3 Pounders all day Wednesdays. Yeah. If you want to watch sports, go check it out. They have got wall-to-wall TVs in there. Home of the world-famous beer tower. Also some great lunch and dinner specials. They've got room for parties. Ha, the NHL package, UND Fighting Hawks, hockey, it's all on there. Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. Right here in the Grand Cities Mall. You guys are messing with me. Hey, again, thanks to Brendan Mullen and Wade Nygaard. Good luck with you guys for the rest of the year. And again, thanks to Buffalo River Speedway for bringing you Dirty Thursday. Hey, tomorrow morning, we've got our morning update, the Berkshire Hathaway podcast, and, of course, the Grand Forks Best Show Sports Show. It all comes your way tomorrow. And make sure you like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone, too. That way you will never miss a show. Grand Forks Best Source. We love it. We love Grand Forks. We're just giving it an identity again. Grand Forks Best Source.